Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today I'm joined by Ashley Holmes, who's here to chat to us today about the power of yoga, breathwork, and other methods for women's health. And Ashley is a holistic fertility coach whose work really goes beyond the physical to emotional, mental, spiritual, in order to address some of these concerns and allow women to reconnect with their body and learn more about themselves. So I think I just want to say welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and to have this conversation.
No, we're really excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming on. And I'd love to know a little bit more about yourself and your own journey and how this kind of began and how you kind of got into this area and how this all started for you.
I really birthed my business from my own infertility struggles and realized that, quote unquote, I did it the hard way and the easy way. I was blessed with twins with a clinic, but also walked away with unexplained infertility and not thinking I could conceive on my own. And so when I landed on my yoga mat in a $5 karma class, when my twins were quite young, I began to understand the power of my body and that I wasn't tapping into everything that was available to me. And then began to study yoga and to dive deeper and to explore this energetic body that I have and to tap into that and access that, because yoga is more than just the poses. And I think that it's just such a broad perspective that we can just add and enhance our lives and really bring us back to our natural state of being.
Oh, that's so nice. And I'm sorry to hear about your own struggles, but I'm glad that you kind of found yoga as like a source of like inspiration and help for this as well. And what are kind of some of the specific benefits you mentioned for someone who's maybe new to this area and that yoga offers to women who are struggling, say, with infertility or trying to conceive?
It really is so beneficial to work with your nervous system and to come out of fight or flight mode into rest and digest mode. And that's really where we want to be, in the place that we want to be in, to be able to receive life. And so it really can help us to alleviate stress and to just move our energy so that if we're feeling stuck on our journey, that we don't have to stay in that place. We can really allow the practice to move our emotions, move our feeling, move our energy so that we feel renewed, revigorated, refreshed, and revitalized. And so there's the yoga piece, and then there's the sister science to it of Ayurveda, which I add with my clients, because it just helps you to really nourish yourself from the inside out. And so that's really important to really take that time and space and energy to really focus on yourself, to prioritize yourself and your well-being.
Could you explain a little bit more about that second part that you mentioned? What do you kind of mean? What kind of ways do you complement the yoga that you teach?
So Ayurveda is really the science of healing the mind and the body together. And so when you know which primary dosha you are, there's three of them. There's Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And so those are comprised of elements. And when you know which elements sort of are your primary elements that are most predominant for you, you can really work with your body and harness, you know, the energy that you're working with, the breath work you're using, that's really going to work with your body and not create further imbalances in your body. And so that is primarily air and space. Pitta is fire and water. And Kapha is earth and water. And so when you know that about yourself, and you know that that often means we're drawn to things that create imbalances in our life, then we can really, you know, work with our bodies and do what actually favors it instead of creating further imbalances. And I'll use myself as an example, because I'm a Pitta, and so that's fire and water. And what got me into this initially was, yes, a $5 hot yoga karma class, but that wasn't what my body needed and what I needed on my journey to really help me to heal. Yes, it had amazing physical strength and flexibility benefits, but I needed to dive deeper and to get out of the heat and to work with practices like yin yoga and restorative yoga because they're calming and cooling and quiet. And often we're very yang-like and we're not incorporating that yin light and energy into our lives. And so it just brings that balance into your state of being and creates more harmony and equilibrium within so that you are in the space and place to be able to conceive.
Okay, that's really interesting. And what are kind of the main differences between these different types of yoga? Say if I'm new to yoga and I wanted to know which one may be best suited to like myself and my lifestyle, which one is which? How would you kind of tell them apart?
So the hatha and the vinyasa and the ashtanga, those are your hot sort of quick-paced movement classes. And so those serve a purpose, but often for, a certain time in your life or a certain attribute that you want to attain. And so there's the quick moving, the fast moving classes, which is predominantly what you see when you hear yoga. Then there's the yin yoga. And so yin yoga is very similar to going to acupuncture for fertility in that it works with the meridian lines in the body in the same way. And so you can open up your energy channels by, moving through different poses, being conscious of your breath and focusing and directing your energy. So it's something that you can do for yourself without having to go out to another appointment to do another thing. And so restorative yoga also is so healing because it allows your body to find deep rest. And we don't really prioritize rest in our society, wherever you are in the world. We don't take that time and we don't see that as being productive. And yet, often what our body is really seeking is some time and space to heal and to move through and process, everything that we've sort of accumulated on our journey so far, because if we haven't, we're holding it internally inside. And so it really is just a beautiful practice to bring that quiet, gentle nature back into your state of being. And often, you just walk away like you don't want to get off your mat. You actually have given yourself the time and opportunity to find that deep state of rest.
Yeah, I think that's so important, kind of creating that space for you to just reflect and have that moment to yourself, regardless of what you may actually be doing. I think that's really nice. What do you mean precisely by the meridian lines that you mentioned that also come up in acupuncture? What could you explain that a little bit more for people that are not accustomed to that kind of stuff?
We have meridian lines running through our bodies, and often these meridian lines can be associated with organs as well. Our organs house our emotions, different organs house different emotions. So, if you want to focus on something or if you're going through something challenging, you can use these practices to help move and process that energy so it's not lying within your body. And so, for the heart and the lungs, that's where we can hold on to sadness and grief and those types of things. So, if you have experienced miscarriages or failed cycles of IVF and things, those kinds of practices are supportive for you because there is a grieving process. This has affected you, and often the outside world isn't, recognizing this grief or acknowledging, how hurt you could be. And often we're not voicing that outwardly either. And so it's just a way to move through that experience so that you're not taking it into the next round or into the next cycle, because we have to feel things in order to heal them. And often it's not necessarily comfortable, but it's being able to breathe through that, giving yourself the time and space for the tears to flow if that's what's needed, and then allowing yourself to actually process what you've been through instead of just resisting it or just moving on because the doctors have said you're ready or whatever the case may be. It's different for everybody, but I think it's important to not sort of bypass that and just quickly move on and quickly not acknowledge, how this may be affecting you internally.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I think I completely agree. Allowing yourself to feel those emotions, regardless of what they may be, happy, sad, angry, etc., I think is really important. And as you said, creating that space to do so and a safe space where you feel comfortable to do so, it can be really important just for your mental well-being, regardless of what you're going through. And you also mentioned breathing as well. And I know breath work plays quite a large role in what you do. I'd love to know a little bit more about that and what people can do and how that helps. And yeah, just the process behind that.
It's, you know, it's our most underutilized tool that's available to all of us in which we can access. And, you know, to stop and pause and take a conscious breath as often as you can during the day is so important. So if you haven't yet today and you're listening to this, I would encourage you to do so now, because we can connect mind and body with our breath. And that is, you know, your anchor in any moment. And when you can really harness and cultivate your breath, you can move through challenging situations, you can breathe through them, but it's often a practice. And what we do on our mat, we can take off of our mat. So knowing and cultivating this breathwork practice within yourself means that you will notice when you're breathing shallowly because you're stressed. And you'll know that you need to breathe into your belly because you're just holding tension within your body. And you will begin to recognize that when you're stressed or you're going through something challenging, you know, you might be holding your breath and it's not, you're not consciously doing it, but you begin to recognize how you are holding your breath when you're not breathing fully and you're giving yourself permission to do so, to make space and create space in your body to breathe through whatever life is presenting to you in the moment. And I think often when we're met with hard things, you know, there's immediately resistance, there's immediately tension, we tighten up and there's stress and our shoulders raise to our ears. And, you know, it's just reflexive for most of us. But when we can begin to recognize and acknowledge, you know, what stress looks like for us, how we can breathe through that and take that intentional time and space to focus on our breath and to especially elongate those exhales longer than the inhales is going to help us tremendously through whatever life, you know, brings our way, and to just find some ease and grace to move through that and to know that we have the capacity and the capability to do so.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So when you say if you're listening to this, take a breath, for example, what is this, just a case of conscious breathing, or is this a case of doing something else? How do you guide people through this breath work?
There's many forms of breath work, but simple breath awareness and belly breathing is very beneficial. So to breathe into your chest, your ribs, your belly on your inhale, and then to exhale from your belly, ribs, chest and just do that for at least 10 minutes and you will notice a dramatic shift in your energy and your state of being. You can do box breathing, you know, where you inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, pause for four. And you can shift those numbers. You never want to feel like you are struggling, but you can adjust the numbers accordingly to what serves you best. And so there's many forms and practices you can do. I also incorporate with my yoga a lot of mudras, which are hand gestures to begin the practice with. So you may have often seen, you know, thumb and ring finger together with the palms facing up on your knees. And that's very grounding. And it's a great way to start either a yoga practice or to just do that as a meditation in its own, to take time to find that stillness and silence, to sit with your thoughts and realize and recognize, you know, what is running through your mind, and to prioritize that, and to also know that a thought can just be a thought and we don't have to amplify it with the emotion and attachment behind it. You know, we can begin to observe and witness our thoughts, which meditation helps us to do, and to just acknowledge what's present for us and just allow that to be without trying to change it or dismiss it, because often we think, oh, that's negative, I shouldn't be thinking that, and then we think about it even more, and then we're sort of on that hamster wheel, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess if people are doing this perhaps by themselves and not in a guided class, how would you recommend setting up an environment in which this is something that encourages this more calm and conscious reflective state?
I would highly recommend, even before you get out of bed in the morning, you know, before you even start your day, you can take one hand to your belly and one hand to your chest and just take that time to breathe, to perhaps set an intention for that day of the energy that you want to move through with the day with, and to just take that time before you're run off your feet to be present, to be conscious, to be aware, and to take that time for yourself to notice your breath and to notice how that just creates a giant positive ripple effect into the rest of your day, right? Yeah. It is a huge game changer, in my opinion. And I, you know, resisted it for a long time too, because I always used to be pulled out of bed by mom. But when I started to wake up with intention and to start my day this way and to move from that state and place and with that energy and frequency and vibration, it is just such a game changer of how much mental clarity it brings to you and how much peace and patience and presence you can have in your day when you start your day intentionally in that way. When you just take, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you can give yourself, or to bring that in your day as soon as you can, as soon as that time and space is available, it is going to give you such a different lens to move and shift through the rest of your day with.
Yeah, I know there's so much research increasingly coming out about how it's that first half an hour or even 15 minutes from when you wake up is so important in priming you almost for the day and setting you up for the day. And I think that's really important. Just that's such a nice way to start your day, just focusing in on yourself and almost like manifesting, I guess, in a way. And I think that's, it can be really useful. So that's really interesting to know a bit more about. And I know you also help women and other people kind of release stored stress or work through some kind of emotional blockages and things like that. How do you kind of work through this with them using yoga or breath work or other practices? How do you, I'd love to know a little bit more about that.
Definitely. I do a lot of work with our chakras and do a lot of energy balancing with, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and realizing from your root chakra, the base of your spine, to your crown chakra, the crown of your head, there's sort of seven main chakras, and to know when there are imbalances so that you can course correct yourself when you notice that something is deficient or it may be excessive. And so therefore you are leaking energy out into your day and you're not harnessing everything that's available to you because your energy is dispensed elsewhere. And so it's important to recognize and realize this for yourself. And a lot of the work I do is primarily with the root chakra and the sacral chakra, because your root chakra is your first chakra, and that is your stability, your security, your trust in yourself and the world at large. And so that's sort of a foundational piece in how you're able to show up for yourself. And also, if you don't feel safe in mind, body, and spirit, then it's going to be hard for you to be able to receive because your mind is perceiving there to be a threat. And so this may be perhaps if you feel unstable with your work, then that can lead to safety and security in that area. And so there's different ways, and this may not be something that you are consciously aware of. It may be sort of beneath the surface. And so we explore those things and we dive into those things and we release these things and we come back into a more balanced and aligned state of being. And so.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I mean, obviously, it's not something that it's not like a rash or something physical that you can see. So, how do you identify where this imbalance or energy leak or is kind of coming from? What would you, how do you identify that?
So, wherever this is showing up for you in your body is a huge signal. So, for example, if you're someone who gets a lot of headaches, migraines, and that is something that's present for you, then that is showing up in this area of your body, which is around your forehead, your third eye. So that is connected to your intuition. And so you may not feel intuitively connected to yourself and to the world around you. And so that is a sign, and it can be a sign of stress. You know, I know for myself, if I get a headache, it'll be in my left temple, and that is a sign that I am stressed. And so I need to be present and acknowledge that. And, you know, your throat chakra, if you do a lot of speaking, then that could be excessively using that area, and then it's showing up that it's out of balance. You need to bring yourself back into balance. And digestive issues are sort of your solar plexus and how you're moving through life. And so how are you digesting life, and how are you flowing with life? And so it's just important to to tune in, to be self-aware of what is showing up for you and to recognize that everything is showing up for a reason. And so then it's time to explore and dive a bit deeper of why that may be present for you.
Yeah, I think that's really important what you say about that. It kind of goes back to that self-reflective and really looking inward and looking at yourself and listening to what your body's saying to you. As you mentioned at the beginning, it's quite easy to ignore in such a fast-paced world, and you want to just say everything's fine. So I think that self-reflective nature that you are providing through your yoga style is quite important. And if someone's new to this as well, what simple practices or poses would you recommend to start them with this body connection and then supporting them in their health?
I always recommend for anyone who's looking to dive a bit deeper or to begin to start with a yoga nidra meditation, because you cannot do it wrong and it is deeply relaxing and healing for your whole entire body. And so 20 minutes alone is equivalent to 4 hours of sleep. So whether you're like an entrepreneur or a new mom or whatever the case may be, this is the perfect sort of reset for your whole entire nervous system to begin the day again.
So what is it? Just spending 20 minutes alone?
Yes.
Okay. And does this have to be in like an isolated space? Say, could it be something like you go for a walk without listening to music or something like that, which it does that. What do you have to be doing in this 20 minutes of solo time?
This is a specific type of meditation called yoga nidra. So NIDRA, and it's a guided meditation that you would be guided through. So you can find a lot of them online. I offer them weekly as well because of their benefits and that the simple permission that you can't do it wrong, even if you were to fall asleep, which is not the main goal. It is called yogic sleep, but your subconscious would still take what it needs from the practice and apply it to you. So there is literally, you know, no way to do it wrong, and you can just simply receive. And walks in nature without music and things are great for that mindfulness, for that present, and for being aware. You know, those are great as well. I think anytime that you can connect to nature, it is going to ground you and bring you sort of back into the present moment and sort of clear the busyness of the mind, right? Because I think we can all agree, most of us are running around with a busy mind nowadays and a list of to-dos, and it can just, you know, a lot of my clients hop into bed and their mind is just going. They either can't fall asleep when they hop into bed, or they wake up in the night and they can't go back to sleep. And so by incorporating these kind of holistic practices, they sleep better, they're less stressed, their relationships are better, their energy is better. All of these things that we may think are small things are actually big things in our daily lives.
No, that's really useful. Thank you for sharing that. And I think that kind of brings me to the end of my questions as well. And I'd love to, is there anything else that you wanted to mention or anything else that you wanted to say about your work in yoga, how you do that mind-body connection and how you that benefits fertility at all?
I think that infertility really is that opportunity to dive deeper, to understand yourself, to understand your body more, because we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves of why this isn't working. And also it can be a practice of learning to surrender and let go of the timeline and when we think that things need to happen and in which way and how things are supposed to look, and just allow yourself and give yourself the grace to be present in what you have now, to find gratitude in what you have now, and, you know, to love on your partner and to keep that connection strong, because I've been there. It is challenging. It's hard to go through something, and it's hard to struggle silently alone as well. So that's also why I birthed my business, because nobody knew I was struggling with infertility over a decade ago when I was going to the clinic. I was silently leaving and, you know, hoping no one was going to ask too many questions at work. And so I really feel it's important to honor where you're at, to be able to speak your truth to somebody, to have someone sort of supporting you. And that doesn't necessarily need to be your partner, because they're in it with you. So to have that support, to realize support isn't a weakness, and to really know that in this day and age, you know, over a decade ago, I didn't have access to, you know, things that I'm offering now. But in this day and age, there are so many things that we can do to really help ourselves on our journey, so that we're not struggling and so we're not suffering, because that truly isn't our purpose in life, is to move through life in that way, especially for prolonged periods of time. And often we're telling ourselves, it's going to be the next cycle, it's going to be the next cycle. And then before you know it, years have gone by and you've lived in this chronic state of stress for a long time.
No, definitely. And I think that's such a lovely message to end on, as particularly as so many people do go through such a similar thing and do feel alone. So that's why I think the work that you're doing to create that safe space is so important for helping people face, come to terms with their concerns, and also provide like a pathway towards them trying to address these concerns as well. So I think that's really useful. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here and to share this with the world, because I think that the world really needs this. The world is really seeking healing and really empowering ourselves of what can we do. And that's really what I offer my clients, is the things that you can focus on, the things that you can do on a day in and day out basis, and that have zero side effects, only positive benefits. So this will enhance your life no matter what.
That's really empowering, as you kind of said. And thank you so much for coming on the show, Ashley.
Thank you.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis from Screen Me, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.